head is bowed, we just say, thank you, Jesus. Lord, and what a day it's going to be to look upon your face. Oh, what a day that's going to be. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, yes. Yes, 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 yes. 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 Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes. Oh, yeah. Lord, and we say, just cause us to be a people that would love your appearing. And this is what it is. This is what it is. We give you all the glory today. We thank you for your marvelous presence here this morning. We thank you for your Holy Spirit and His anointing power. Work it. Work it in our lives. And we say thank you and in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, amen. Oh, God is good. So good. Let's open our Bibles today to Romans. That's good stuff. Praise God. He bottles up every one of those. Isn't that wonderful? Romans chapter 14, verse 17. It's Romans chapter 14, verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. No. But righteousness and peace. And really, we're going to focus in on this today. And joy, joy, joy in the Holy Ghost. Oh, and what a presentation and demonstration to begin the message. He's good. But how much more plain, brothers and sisters, does the Word of God have to be to tell us that this life is not about things? That things will never satisfy you. And if we are living a life of things, your life will just go from one thing to another thing until that thing wears off, and then from one thing to another thing until that thing wears off. And I don't know if you really realize this, but I was looking into this Word of God, and sometimes it's like a wonderful cookbook. It tells you about a lot of recipes. It does. And I don't know if you knew this, but did you know the main ingredient in Esau's mess of pottage? Did you know what it is? Things. Oh, yeah. That mess of pottage is full of things. God, satisfy my belly, is what he said. Satisfy my belly. And yet God is so tenderly speaking to us, brothers and sisters, let me satisfy your heart. Let me satisfy your heart. See, he told that woman at the well, he said, you know, I'll give you a drink of water, honey, and you'll never thirst again. That's some water, isn't it? Hallelujah. That's a drink. Now I'm understanding what Brother David said when he said, "Oh Lord, what can I render unto you but to just take of the cup of salvation and drink. And drink and drink and drink. Praise God." But see, we're so programmed today in this flesh. We're programmed in the flesh to rely on happenings. On happenings. Things again. Things that I can sense. Things that I can touch. Things that I can see. And there we go with those things again. And you see the symptoms of a sad life. If you're living a sad life today, it's because of those things again. Jumping from one thing to another thing. The impatience that is gripping your life. And it is. It's impatience. And we as Christians, I'll tell you, we always try to disguise this impatience by saying, "Well, the Lord has opened that door for me. And I'm going through that door that God has opened for me." When in all reality, we know that door was never opened. That door was closed shut. But when we are bent in our own decisions to go on and bust down the door in our own determination, what a mess of pottage we're going to reap. Yeah. I heard an ouch out there. Maybe two. I'm not trying to step on your toes, but brothers and sisters, God loves you. Oh, He loves you. And He's put a love in my heart for you. I do. I love you. It is just awesome. He's an awesome God. But see, He wants a powerhouse in our lives, brothers and sisters. He does. This is the powerhouse time. You don't want a poor house. And you see in this text, the greatest of evidence of this powerhouse, this Holy Ghost alive and living in our life, it's joy. It's the joy of the Lord. And you see, the Bible clearly tells us, He says, without a vision, the people perish. Without a vision today in your life, you're going to perish. I'm not talking about losing your salvation if you're a child of God. But you get through this life, and I guarantee you're going to say something if you don't have a vision. You're going to say, "Oh, what could have been?" I don't want you to say what could have been. God wants you to say, "I'm glad I did." God wants you to say, "I'm glad I had it." God wants you to say, "I'm glad I possessed it." He said, "Come after me." Nothing short of fully go. Nothing short of, "Lord, I'm surrendering to You. It's time I'm submitting. I'm laying it down, God, and I'm coming into You." Hallelujah. But you see, a life of happenings, brothers and sisters, a life of happenings has no vision at all. It has no vision at all. Whereas a life of joy has the vision. It has the vision. You say, "Well, what is this joy vision?" Well, this joy vision is the very vision of the joy that was set before Him, is why He endured that cross. Do you know that for yourself? Do you really know that verse? Have you read that verse? I encourage you, go read that verse. But because of the joy that was set before Him, He endured that cross. And that joy was you. Nothing short of me. He saw it. He saw you. And He said, "That joy just so overwhelms everything here today. I'm going forward." Hallelujah. And see, in that vision of knowing that joy, brothers and sisters, it knows why and what He saw up there upon that cross. He saw a family. He saw us here today. He saw that this was the moment because He wanted to please His Father so. I'm so thankful I had a daddy. I wanted to please my dad. I did. I'm thankful I wanted to please my dad. I wanted to please my parents. It wasn't because of me. It was because of God. But how much more did that son want to please his father? And you know the greatest way that he could please his father was by bringing us to His Father. And He saw that upon the cross. And He said, I've got it. I've got it. Father, You've enabled me with everything here. I'm going to take these people whom You love so, and I'm going to bring them to You. I'm going to take away that veil. I'm going to let them go right into the Holy of Holies with us. We're going to come and fellowship together. It's no more afar off. Oh no. It's right there in the throne. I want them. Man, I don't know if I can get through this today. You're going to have to pray. Maybe we shouldn't. I don't know. Maybe we praise God. He's just coming. But, brothers and sisters, it's so exciting, all of the things He saw there. But you see that He also saw that bride. Oh my. The things He saw for the family. The things He saw for the Father. But the things that He saw for Himself. Golly. He saw it. And the most overwhelming joy. See, now we're talking about the most overwhelming joy that could ever flood a soul was pouring forth upon that cross at the very moment, the most and greatest of agonies there could ever be, as He became sin for you and as He became sin for me. See, He didn't just die. Oh, no. He became your sin. He became your sin. You know Him as Savior today. I pray you know Him as Savior today. He became your sin. He took it all away. You sit there, His sons, His daughters. You sit in the presence and He smiles. His countenance is upon you. And He joys in that. He joys in that He sees the blood of His Son upon your life. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. It was way back then. It was on the doorpost. It was on the mantle. It was everywhere. And it's everywhere upon your life. And He's pleased with that. Because you've allowed Him to apply that blood to your life. The cleansing power. The power in the blood. Do you realize that's the Holy Ghost's power? Is His power is glorying in the blood of the Son. It's joy unspeakable and full of glory. I can't help but weep. I can't help but get excited about it. I can't help about singing the praises of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The power, the joy that was revealed in the power of the joy that was set before the Lord that day, that moment, that victory. I pray it's your cry. I pray it's your call. I pray it's your all in all. Do you stand with Him today? Do you stand with Him today by the grace of God, just holding His hand? Do you realize He said to even be conformable, even into His death? Oh, to suffer with me and you'll reign with me, Son. It's worth it all. And I sing with Him. I've picked up my cross. And I can stand today and say, Tielio. Isn't that awesome? Tielio, old devil. Oh, Tielio. I don't even have to wait. It's finished. Oh, God. Do you see the victory, brothers and sisters, of what He's brought to you today? And I found this joy.
Oh, hallelujah. It was there all the time. And He brought it in. And it sings from the mountaintops. But you know the precious thing about this joy? I believe it sings the sweetest in the valleys. Oh, yes. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Has it become our theme song? Our theme song. Praise be to God. See, we got to get with it. See, I think of how many Christians. And how many Christians, I'm talking about ones that you know, that have knowledge, that have great knowledge, but they have no joy. Don't have a bit of joy. Don't even know one note of the joy tune. Oh, praise God. And it's a song that sings. It sings itself because it's the Holy Spirit. But see, they're just as flat as can be. And you know why? Bible tells us they miss the grace. You will never have joy until you see the grace of God. The grace of God is your joy. Grace of God is the only way you're ever going to joy. It is. It didn't say grow in knowledge. Oh no, it didn't. It said grow in grace and in knowledge. Oh yes. You'll never get to knowledge, to know Him, to know the depths of His love. It's His love that He wants you to know. It's His love that He wants you to know. Go in there and read Ephesians. Such an exciting high watermark. Fully purposed, those brothers and sisters. He called them to be fully purposed. But to be fully purposed, you've got to know every dimension of the love of God. Ain't going to happen any other way. It's just not. But you miss the grace. You're never going to have the joy. Oh no, you're never going to have it. Never grow. Never have the joy unspeakable and full of glory. And I hear it all the time, I'm telling you. Unfortunately, so often. Well, I'm a grace saint. Boy, they start off that way. Woo-hoo. Okay, gotcha. I was saved by grace. I believe the deep things of God by grace. And then it's only by grace I don't go to your church. Yeah, you think you've heard that? No, yes, I have. You know where all those folks that aren't bitter anymore? I don't go there. All those folks that, by the grace of God, don't judge one another anymore. By the grace of God, I'm free. Romans 8:1, there's no condemnation. And I know it's for you too. Can you imagine? It wasn't just for me. It was for all of God's precious people. But see, I don't go to that place. Oh, no. See, I'm carrying around all those memories. Oh, yes, of my brothers and sisters and their faults and their failures. And you know, I relive them every single day. And I ask you, is that the grace of God? Is that the grace of God? The joy of the Lord has departed that. See, God's not in that. Oh, no, He's not. Don't ever think He's in that. No, no. Brothers and sisters, we need to look in the mirror. We really do. And I ask you, what do you see? Do you see the joy of the Lord? Do you see the joy of the Lord? You have every excuse you're telling me right now, well, there's no way I could see the joy of the Lord. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. If He could see it there upon that cross, you'll enter into that vision upon that cross. You're going to see the joy of the Lord. You can't help but see it. Oh, He's there for us. You look into that mirror and you say, brothers and sisters, I pray that we would see the dove's eyes of love and compassion. I would pray that we would see that there's a thrill in our heart that Jesus loves me. Did that satisfy you this morning? Did you get up? No, before you got up. Before you even opened an eye, maybe the brain was engaged. I don't know. Sometimes it never does happen until about 4 p.m. But when those first thoughts were coming to my head on the pillow, I pray, God, it's Jesus loves me. It's okay today. It's okay today. Jesus loves me. And then, you know, it's that love that He allows you to love everybody with. Oh, man, that, you know, I don't like to use the word feel too much, but I don't know what else sometimes to say, but man, it feels so good, doesn't it? To love one another. And I'm talking about the agape love. I've been reading about that. Do you know that agape love can have us love one another as Christ Jesus loved the church? That's not just sitting there for husbands and wives. It's for brothers and sisters in the Lord. Necessity. Requirement. Nothing that could ever be forced. No way. Mm-mm. Just got to happen. So you find Jesus and you'll find love happens. This old world, a lot of things happens with it, doesn't it? But with Jesus, love happens. We need a lot of love happens today. A lot of love. You see, when He brings that kind of love to us, kind of one who makes me just jump right out of this whole skin and right into glory. Thinking that He could bring to such a wretch as I a love like that. And I look at you, starting to see what God sees. Man, He loves us. Man, He loves us. You think, where's this brother going with this today, huh? Well, God's going to take it somewhere. And you know where I think God's going to take it? He's going to take it to His unadulterated best. Absolutely. We're going on to the best. You say, well, how do you know that? Because you know where I know it is? It's in His grace and His undying love. It's where it always is. It's right there. And you know people that have it, people that got it, you know it. You know why you know it? Because they have the joy of the Lord. You can't stop the fruit. The fruit is there. It's evident. It's low hanging. You see it. Come on, don't try to theorize it any other way. Don't try to figure, well, does he have it? Does she have it? No, you see it. And it's evident. They knew they were Christians because of their what? Their love for one another. They loved one another. And that's the fruit that comes out. It's compassion. It's thankfulness. It's meekness. It's temperance. It's all of those wonderful things. Especially the forgiveness of the Lord. Oh, the forgiveness of the Lord. We have got to possess that. You want to have that, I promise you. You do not want to hold things like that. They make you sick. They do. They make you upset. They make you down. They make you angry. They make you bitter. And I want to be well. I want to be so well that I can say, it is well. Yeah. It is well. Man. Think of that old Indian story. Brother Hill used to say, barely talk, and he's just crying and crying. What'd he say there? I bawl like a squaw. I hurt all over. No. He just said, I'm in Jesus' way. I'm in Jesus' way. Praise God for that. Thank you, Lord. But brothers and sisters, I do feel the Lord is just bringing so much out today. I'm so thankful. Amen. 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 And you know, one of the things He'd put on my heart just thinking about just to be so thankful for the life that He's given me. Absolutely thankful. Didn't know if the Lord really wanted this thought to come out, but I do believe He does. So here we go. Imagine all the thoughts and godly thoughts. But in thankful for this life, I believe by the grace of God. And I want you to stay with me on this one. Because I had to stay with the Lord on this one too as He was bringing it. By the grace of God, I believe I stand before you. And you'd be hard pressed to find, and I guess I'll still consider myself a young man. Yes, I am. Oh, hallelujah. He's renewed my strength. But you'd be hard pressed to find a young man that's more wholesome. Had a more wholesome life. Okay? Think, well, now why would he say that? Well, I want to tell you why. Because the wholesomeness had nothing to do and never got me anywhere with God. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Wholesomeness got me nowhere with God. Oh no. Oh no. It had to come the same way. And I had to realize what a rascal I am. Amen. Oh yes. Jacob. Oh hallelujah for that rascal brother. And David. My oh my. Parents, I'm not encouraging your children to misbehave. But I want you to know it had to come the same way. Oh yes. Had to come the same way as rascal brother Hill. Had to come the same way as the chief of sinner Paul. I had to come to a day one day, brother, where I had to realize. I had to realize the void that existed. The emptiness that was there without Christ living in me. Christ living in me. All of the goodness this world could have ever thought I could have ever garnered. It was refuge. It was waste. Waste. It's Christ living in me. That Christ in me is the hope of glory, brother. That Christ in me is the peace. I know you want peace. I don't care if you're sitting in the back row today. You probably want peace more than anybody. Christ in me is the peace that passes understanding. Christ in me is the joy unspeakable and full of glory. Just doesn't get any better. Just listen to those birds again this morning. You think, why do I think of those birds all those times? I like flight, but also I think of that second job I got to get to feed them birds that my wife keeps feeding. Oh, the things we pay for when we go home. But you know one thing I found about those birds? 20 degrees below zero, they're still singing. You know why they're singing? Because they're feeding. They're feeding. I was reading about a sweet brother, Philippians 4:4. He said, rejoice in the Lord always.
And again I say, rejoice. And I guess he just was kind of like those birds. They just had to keep singing because they were feeding. A lot of you might not know, but see that Philippians was written by Brother Paul. And it's the joy book of the Bible. Absolute joy book of the Bible. Written in no other place but in the depths of a filth prison. Oh yeah. Yeah. Not the, what they call that, Abu Ghraib Ritz-Carlton. Or the club fed. No, this was a hole of filth. This was a pit of filth where this brother was. He was abandoned by all. I hope in spirit God takes you there sometimes. You need to go there. You do. You want to win His best, you've got to enter into joint suffering, and you best go there. That brother was so cold, his bones are chilling. He said, man, bring me the coat. Huh? Then I knew he got to thinking, well, Lord, these ones are so sheepish, they're not even coming around. I don't know if they're going to come. And I know if they do come, they're not even going to be in the right mind of whatever I even ask them to bring. But he said, man, if you do come, and if you forgot everything, don't forget the Word of God. Because I want to be singing in here. I want to be praising in here. Isn't that wonderful? Ready to lose his head. And he knew it. Oh, the time of my departure is at hand. He probably had no strength at all in himself, but as our sweet pastor said, year by year, and I'm starting to sing because I could skip with him too. When they opened up that hole and took him out, and I know he was shackled and they threw him around and all of those things. He was just saying, praise be to God. Jesus, I'm going to see you soon. Today I'm going to look face to face. Today I'm going to look face to face in the one that I love. Oh my, it is so immense. And brothers and sisters, we're about ready to see Jesus too. And that's what he wants us to live is today. It just might be today. Oh, hallelujah. We're about ready to go up. The exceeding riches of his great grace message, brothers and sisters, that he has revealed to us. We are just about ready to go up. Fullness of splendor. Matured sons of God. I love when he writes that across my heart sometimes. Are we prepared? Are we expecting that when we see him, we're going to be like him? When you see him, you're going to be like him. And you know what my hope is? I believe it's your hope too. I really do. Absolutely. I believe God's working that hope in you. And by the grace of God, so many of us here today. Not that I see him. Oh, I'm going to see him. Not that I'm going to be like him, because I'm going to be like him. He told me that. But it's when I see him I'm going to see him as nothing short of bridegroom. Bridegroom. And you know what, brother? If that's the way that I see him, do you know, sister, you got a promise? You're going to be like him. I'm going to be like that. Me. You. That's a promise. That's the Word of God. That I'm going to be like Him. Oh God, it is a joy that passes, that surpasses, that's unspeakable. I'm understanding a little bit of what Paul must have seen when he said, man, there's things that can't be uttered, what I saw. He's taken me there. I never see it with this anyways. But I got it right here. I got it. Let's just pray. Worship Him. Come on, worship Him. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, Shoni Shai. Oh, glory to God in the highest. Thank you. 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 Oh, what you can do. Oh, what you can do. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, God. While every head is bowed, thank you for moving in us today. Lord, and let, if by grace you tarry, this movement closer and closer to you continue to the day that we do see you face to face. Oh, to behold our beloved, to be well pleasing. Thank you for that call. And in Jesus' name we say, amen. Amen.